The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. Well, hello. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Wow, a lot going on here, and we're gonna get to all the big stories of the day as we normally do here on the Todd Starnes radio program. So there is so much to tell you. I think I'm gonna start with a moment of personal privilege, if you will. And by the way, great to have all of our incredible listeners on the live stream, ToddStarnes.com. We are breaking records on our live stream every day this week, and so we're very excited about that, and thank you for listening to the program. So many of you may know that after 15 years at Fox News Channel, I moved back home to Memphis, the land of the free. I live in a suburb of Memphis called Germantown, Tennessee. And it is a great place to live, incredible people. I have a great pharmacy there. I have a great grocery store there. It's a great area to live. Right down the street is one of the best Chick-fil-A's in America. So it is a fine place to live. And I have not been mugged or robbed since I've been in Memphis, only because I live in Germantown. That could not be said if I lived in another part of the city. Nothing against my beloved city, but we got a crime problem here. We're run by Democrats. They coddle the criminals. What can I say? But I digress. So I live in Germantown, and as far as I knew, the city was Germantown was run by conservatives. And clearly, they are, I would say, maybe conservatives in name only after what happened yesterday. So I got a couple of text messages, and look, I try to be under the radar. I try to be a little incognito when I'm in Germantown, you know, because, again, we're on the national spotlight. People see us on Newsmax TV, and they remember us from the Fox News days. And you want to be considerate, so you want to try to blend in. You know, when I'm at the supermarket, I'll typically wear a ball cap, you know, and just try to go about my business. But every now and again, people will say, hey, you know, Todd Starnes, you're shopping at my Kroger. This is awesome. And we have a good conversation. But all that to say, I do not wield the power of this talk radio program over the city whenever I have an issue. That I just don't do that. Yeah, we're gonna bypass that that rule today on this program. So I got a couple of messages from people who work in Germantown, Tennessee. And again, we're talking about Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. And the city manager put out an order late yesterday announcing that all city workers are going to have to get the China virus vaccine. And they said that if you do not get the vaccine, if you do not get the China virus vaccine, you could lose your job. You could be fired if you don't get the vaccine. And these workers are, they're, number one, they're angry. They're outraged over this. Number two, they don't think the city of Germantown has any right to tell them what they should do with their bodies. And number three, they believe that they could lose their jobs. You know, what do they do? And they're reaching out to me saying, Todd, what do we do? We don't want to get this vaccine. And for whatever reason, and again, what have we said on this radio program for, you know, a bazillion years now? What you do with that vaccine is between you and your doctor. If you want to get the vaccine, great, get the vaccine. If you don't, fine, don't get it. And here's the reason why I have this philosophy. And I know I've had a lot of conservatives tell me, Todd, you're just a horrible man. People are dying because of you. They're not taking the vaccine because of you. You're a bad, bad man, Todd Starnes. I go to church with some of these people. No, really. And they think I'm some sort of a horrible person because I'm not out there saying, you better get that vaccine. You're un-American. If you don't get the vaccine, you hate God. I'm telling you. I mean, you think that's a joke? There are actually pastors out there preaching that if you do not get the vaccine, you are not a good Christian. And I'm not making this up. You can Google it. So, but here's why I just have a rock solid belief about this, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the vaccine. But ladies and gentlemen, if we bend on this, the government will be able to put whatever they want to into our bodies. They will do whatever they want to do to our bodies. They will be able to order us to do whatever they want us to do. And that's the whole point of all of this. So I feel bad for the people in Germantown, and my encouragement here is to stand your ground. Now, one of the interesting components here, the governor of Tennessee actually signed a law that says municipalities cannot force people to get the China virus vaccine. So a lot of folks are wondering what in blue blazes is going on in Germantown, Tennessee. So they have become the first city in the state, I believe, to mandate that you will either get this vaccine or you're going to find a new job. The mayor, a guy by the name of Mike Palazzolo, and the city administrator, Patrick Lawton, confirmed to the local newspaper they are going to force all city workers to be fully vaccinated by Labor Day or they will face possible termination. Mr. Lawton says, we're at war with the virus. We have to have our troops healthy. A memorandum sent out to city workers on Tuesday says the city will require employees to have proof of full vaccination. An employee is fully vaccinated after receiving either two shots of Moderna or Pfizer or a single shot of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. All employees not fully vaccinated must wear a mask on city property. Lawton says, we are first and foremost public servants, and we have to honor that. We realize that COVID is so widespread and so contagious, they say like chickenpox. See, I told you about this just a couple of days ago, folks, that they were going to embrace the chickenpox mantra. This is the chickenpox narrative. We cannot, as a local government in charge of taking care of the health and safety of our citizens, we can't afford to go down. Okay, let's just stop here for a second. I would love to see the Germantown City Charter. I would love to see within the city charter where it says the government is responsible for your health. Something tells me that's not true. But right now, based on my reading of state law, the city of Germantown, Tennessee is violating the law. Now, all of you city workers that are reaching out to me here on the Todd Starnes radio program, I would recommend you get a good lawyer. You need to lawyer up right now. Because the city of Germantown has no right to tell you what you should poke in your behind. That is between you and your doctor and the good Lord Almighty. And your spouse. And the city administrator, Patrick Lawton. Now, I've heard some rumblings. Some people have been sending me items about this guy. And apparently he's a far lefty. And from what I understand, this is coming from city workers that many aldermen, so these are the elected council people there, many of the elected leaders were not even aware that this memorandum was being sent out to employees. So they're supposedly caught off guard. But you know what? That may be the case. But if you live in Germantown, Tennessee, and you are listening to us on the flagship radio station, KWAM, you need to be contacting your elected leaders. You guys need to be at the city council meetings. You need to be knocking down the door and saying, hey, what the heck is going on here? Now, let me tell you what I tried to do. I tried to call the city administrator. I tried to call City Hall. I just tried to call somebody at City Hall. And you can't get anybody. I don't even know if they have live human beings at City Hall in Germantown, Tennessee. And if there are, they don't want you to be able to talk to them. So here's the deal, and we will do this for any city workers across America because we don't want you guys to get in trouble. So if you are a city worker in Germantown and you have concerns about this, maybe you have a loved one who works for the city and they don't want to get the virus vaccine for whatever reason, they don't want to get the vaccine. I would love to hear from you, and we will not use your real name. We'll call you, I don't know, John Doe or something. I don't know. Barbecue. We will come up with some sort of an alternative name so we're not going to be outing people on the radio. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Somebody said, Todd, wow, how ironic that the name of the city you live in is called Germantown. And it's a fair point because Germantown, the leaders of Germantown, this Patrick Lawton guy and the mayor, Mike Palazzolo, they're behaving like fascists. They're behaving like Hitler. We were talking about this yesterday. Back in the 1930s, when people were not allowed to move about freely, they had no freedom in Europe. They were ordered to show their papers. They had to show their documentation. And that's exactly what the poor people in Germantown, Tennessee are having to face with now. And let me say this. This is important because we're not talking about New York City. We're not talking about Chicago. We're not talking about Los Angeles or Berkeley. We're talking about one of the few conservative cities in Western Tennessee. This is happening in the southern states now. And every single American, every single person listening to my voice right now, you will be faced with that decision. Do you obey the government when they order you to do something? What do you do? By the way, the CDC, and this is a fascinating and very disturbing edict that came down yesterday. The CDC says all you folks out there that are landlords, maybe you own, and many of you in this audience, you have invested your money in rental properties, and that's how you make your income. You get some good, solid income. It's a steady income. But many of you have been suffering because of the CDC's moratorium on evictions. So you've got people that are living in your rental properties. They're not able to pay their rent for whatever reason, and you can't do anything about it. Now, here's my question, and nobody seems to want to be able to answer this question, but it's an important question. So the government says, hey, landlords, you don't have a right to evict these people. It's not their fault for whatever reason that they can't pay their rent. So you cannot evict them. And now that moratorium has been extended until October. And how long has it been in place now? Well over a year. So I want to ask the Biden administration a very simple question. I wish someone in the White House press corps would ask this question of one Jen Psaki, Ms. Circleback. Exactly how does the Biden administration suggest that landlords pay their bills? Is there a moratorium on that? Because if you're a landlord, you have all sorts of bills that you have to pay, all sorts of taxes that you have to pay. And at some point, somebody's going to have to look after the landlord. Well, I have a theory on that. And ladies and gentlemen, I suspect this is all part of the grander plot of embracing socialism and letting socialism take root. And how does that happen? Very simple. You got to destroy the middle class. And you've got to take away the idea that you have a right to own property in this country. And many people who are currently investing in rental properties are no longer able to pay their bills, and they're having to give up. It's unbelievable, unbelievable what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. ToddStarnes.com, the website. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Well, folks, I've got to tell you, the Starnes family, we are well fed thanks to our good friends over at GoodRanchers.com. They are doing an incredible job helping American ranchers. As a matter of fact, all of the beef and chicken they sell comes right here from the good old U.S. of A. And my favorite is the Family Feast Package, where you're going to get steak, chicken, and a whole lot more. Folks, they are huge supporters of this program, and we are so grateful for their support. All of the steaks they sell, again, they are grown on American ranches, USDA Choice and Prime. The chicken, all natural, no antibiotics ever, no hormones added ever, and it's better than organic. And by the way, when you subscribe with my promo code, you're going to get $20 off and free express shipping. All you need to do is go to goodranchers.com/Todd. That's goodranchers.com/Todd, and you're going to get $20 off free express shipping. Thanks to our friends at GoodRanchers.com. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. There is a story out of the Atlantic. Now, yesterday, we told you that New York City was becoming the first major American city to implement vaccine passports. They are now going to require you to have papers showing you have been vaccinated, or you will not be allowed to go into Sardi's or Junior's or even a McDonald's. So every private restaurant in New York City will now have to appoint someone as the go-to person for vaccine papers. So you'll walk in, and let's say you're going to Junior's, which was one of my favorite local diners. I would go to Junior's, and the lady at the front counter would say, "Sir, before we can seat you, we have to see your vaccine papers." And if you don't have the papers, you're not going to be able to get a meal there. They also are going to ban people from the football and baseball and basketball stadiums, hockey arenas. You're not going to be able to do anything in that city if you do not have your vaccine papers. Now, that brings me to the Atlantic magazine. And the Atlantic has an essay written by former President Obama's Assistant Secretary for Homeland Security. Her name is Juliette Kayyem. And Juliette Kayyem says that all of you people who have not been vaccinated, you need to bear the burden on society. She says that you people need to be marginalized and set aside. So here's what she's recommending. She says that if you have not been vaccinated, then you do not deserve to fly on an American jetliner. And she is actually calling for the unvaccinated to be put on a no-fly list. if she has her way, you will not be able to fly the friendly skies unless you've been vaccinated. She says flying is not a right. And the case for restricting it to vaccinated people is straightforward. The federal government is the sole entity that can regulate the terms and conditions of airline safety. And she says the federal government has a right to ban you from getting on board a jetliner. Do you see where all this is heading, folks? And it's only, by the way, it's not just the Delta variant now. Now they have something called the Lambda variant, which they're calling a doomsday virus. We're going to get into that a little bit later on. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
I've noticed that when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible, and best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100, but thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
Yeah, they're calling it the doomsday virus. That's Newsweek doing a big story on variant number three of the China virus. Folks, look, here's the deal. The Democrats, they are not run. These are not your grandpa's Democrats. These are not your father's Democrats. These are radical, radical, radical people. They want to destroy this country. And right now, they're doing a pretty darn good job of it, but we've got to be able to take a stand, and we're going to have to push back here. But that's ultimately what this is all about. And if the Delta variant, which clearly has not scared people, that's the problem, is that most Americans are going on with their lives now. So now they're coming up with something that's even, they say is even worse than the Delta variant. They're calling it the doomsday virus. You'll be hearing more about that in the coming weeks. Mark my words on this. So anyway, The Atlantic actually redid their headline. The original headline of The Atlantic magazine story was that they wanted unvaccinated on a no-fly list. The author of the story is Juliette Kayyem. She is a former assistant secretary for Homeland Security for Barack Hussein Obama. And right now, she is the faculty chair of the Homeland Security Program at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. She says that what needs to happen is that anyone who is unvaccinated needs to be banned from our airports. She says that when you go to the airport, you see two kinds of security rules. Some apply equally to everyone. No one can carry weapons through the TSA checkpoint. Other protocols divide passengers into categories according to how much of a threat the government thinks they pose. If you submit to heightened scrutiny in advance, TSA PreCheck lets you through security without taking off your shoes. A no-fly list keeps certain people off planes entirely. Not everyone poses an equal threat. And so she sets all of this up to say that what we need to do, and this is what she is suggesting, and again, we're not talking about some sort of a random nobody like, you know, an Anthony Scaramucci. We're talking about somebody who was an important person in the Obama administration and now heads up a department at Harvard University. She says vaccinated people should no longer carry the burden for unvaccinated people. The White House has rejected a nationwide vaccine mandate, but a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults is an obvious step the federal government should take. And she believes it will help limit the risk of transmission at destinations where unvaccinated people travel. Well, here's an idea. Why don't we do this? Why don't we stop illegal aliens who are carrying the virus from coming into our country? Why not do that? You know, the Biden administration's pointing out that Texas and Florida are now facing an uptick in China virus cases. Why is that? That's where they're sending the illegal aliens who have not been vaccinated. And we know, we've seen the video. They're just literally putting these people onto airplanes, putting these people on Greyhound buses, and sending them into your neighborhoods. And now you guys have to take care of them. She goes on to say that flying is not a right, and the case for restricting it to vaccinated people is straightforward. The federal government is the sole entity that can regulate the terms and conditions of airline safety. And although air filtration systems and mask requirements make transmission of the virus unlikely during passenger flight, infected people can spread it when they leave the airport and take off their mask. The whole point of international travel bans is to curb infections in the destination country. The United States still has many such restrictions in place. Beyond limiting the virus's flow from hot spots to the rest of the country, allowing only vaccinated people on domestic flights will change minds, too. So they want to make your life as miserable as possible, and then they believe you will submit to the government. She goes on to say, the public debate about making vaccination a precondition for travel, employment, and other activities has described this approach as vaccine mandates, a term that to conservative critics suggest unvaccinated people are being ordered around. Well, they are, you moron. She teaches at Harvard. My apologies. What is actually going on is that institutions are shifting burdens to unvaccinated people, denying them access to certain spaces, requiring them to take regular China virus cases. Americans still have a choice to go unvaccinated, but that means giving up on certain societal benefits. Do you see what's happening here? They're setting up a separate class of people in America. You watch, one of these days, very soon, they will start banning you from the grocery store. You mark my words, that is going to happen. And it has to happen because, by and large, people are not buying into this. But when they shut down the grocery stores, you watch and see what happens. She goes on to say, and I want to read this sentence again, leading into the rest of this. Americans still have a choice to go unvaccinated, but that means giving up certain societal benefits. Nobody has a constitutional right to attend The Lion King on Broadway. Can I just say, that musical was a little overrated. I'm just going to... I know that may make me a bad Disney person, but there you go. Nobody has a constitutional right to work at Disney or Walmart. And by the way, who would want to work at Disney? Did you see the story out there yesterday? They arrested, what, another 20, 30 child predators, sex offenders who are working at Disney? Jeez, hello. All that to say, you know, kids, if Mickey Mouse wants a hug and that hug lingers, you might want to step in, Mom and Dad. I'm just saying. Employers and entertainment venues are realizing they can operate more easily without the hassle of planning around unvaccinated employees and customers. Amid a global health crisis, people who defy public health guidance are not and do not deserve to be a protected class. So again, this goes back to the argument they are setting up a separate class, or at least they want to set up a separate class of people in this country. It's almost as if they're going to paint you with some sort of a scarlet letter. And sooner or later, you're going to have church pastors that are going to say, you know what? If you do not get the vaccine, we're not going to allow you into our church house. Or they may just start having a separate service just for you people out there who have not been vaccinated. You think that's ludicrous? You think that's a silly idea? I know some churches that actually had services for people who want to wear masks and people who don't want to wear masks. I'm telling you, it's not that big of a stretch, folks. No, I'm not going to name names. I'm just saying there are churches out there doing that. And look, they can do whatever they want to do. It's America. But you can't have the government dictating that. And that's where this is going. I can see it. I can smell it. It's fascism, ladies and gentlemen. And you better wake up, because if you don't, one day it's going to be too late. So you better pay attention here. 844-747-8868. Wow, we've got a packed show. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to be talking to Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis out of New York. She has been fighting Andrew Cuomo tooth and nail. And Cuomo, by the way, is now defiant. He's not going anywhere. Says that he didn't do anything wrong and that this is all about politics. So he's not resigning. You've got the Attorney General, Letitia James. Now, she came out yesterday and she laid out all of these scandalous charges. They say that Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. But something very interesting did not occur yesterday. Did you notice this? This is the same woman who campaigned. Her campaign slogan was, "I'm going to arrest and prosecute Donald Trump." That's what she campaigned on. And yet here she is confronted with actual evidence of a crime, and she has declined to prosecute. Now, why do you think that is? Why do you think that is, ladies and gentlemen? She was ready to go after Donald Trump, and she is, to the best of our knowledge, she may very well try to arrest Donald Trump, but she's going to turn a blind eye to actual crimes that may have been committed in the executive chamber of the governor's office. So this is all about politics. So we're going to see how all this plays out. It's interesting. Newsmax, Greg Kelly, last night, he said that he's actually taking the side of Andrew Cuomo. He said that based on his reading of the evidence, Cuomo committed no crimes. Now, I don't know about that. But again, it was not sexual assault. It was sexual harassment. There is a difference here. So, look, you've got to play word salad with these people. All right? So there's a lot going on here, and a lot of the Democrats that have been attacking Cuomo have a reason for wanting him out of office because they want the job. So it's all fascinating. We'll see how all this plays out. We're going to talk to Nicole about that. She represents a group out in Staten Island district out there. Steve Cortez from Newsmax will be here. Also, Congressman Jim Banks is going to weigh in on this massive infrastructure bill. And if you have not done so, you need to call your elected representative. You need to call your senator and tell them to stand against this infrastructure bill. It's outrageous. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines here, 844-747-8868. Have you changed your mind about the vaccine? They're cracking down on your civil liberties. They're not going to let you go to diners and restaurants. If they had their way, you're not going to be able to fly on a jetliner. Will that impact your decision one way or the other? 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming
remain our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from Freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Roger, listening to us in North Carolina on the talk station. Hey, Roger, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, about all these forced vaccinations and passports and all that, I want somebody, Dr. Fauci, whoever, to explain to the population what the long-term effects of this vaccine will be. What's it going to do to my body 5 or 10 years down the road? They don't know because this vaccine was just whipped up last year. So, unless they...
Roger, that's a great question, Roger. It is a great question about the long-term side effects and the short-term. I'm not going to go into too many great details about this, but I can tell you, I personally have great concerns about that very question. And I may talk more about this in the next week or so. But you're right, and this is why a lot of people... Roger, did that factor into your decision on whether or not to get the vaccine?
Oh, most definitely. No doubt about that. And one other quick thing, Todd. Yesterday, when Joe Biden said that the governor's not enforcing these mandates and all, aren't to get out of the way and let somebody else in there that will, maybe if he's not going to enforce the immigration laws at the southern border, he ought to get out of the way and let somebody in that will.
Well, there you go. Well, it's sure not going to be Kamala Harris, I'll tell you that much. She doesn't even know where the border is. Roger, thanks for the telephone call. By the way, you folks in Germantown, Tennessee, you've been given a choice. You either get the vaccine or you're fired. You need to understand something. If you do get the vaccine and you do suffer a side effect and it impacts your health, you will not be able to sue your government. You will not be able to sue the CDC. You will not be able to sue the pharmaceutical company. You will not even be able to sue the city manager in Germantown, Tennessee, the man who is forcing you to get this poke in your behind. And you know why? Because that's what the government dictated. So they know there is a major risk here when you get that vaccine, and they wanted to protect themselves. So when you keel over, when you start developing boils on your face, as was reported just a few days ago, that's on you. You have no recourse, none whatsoever. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Ronnie, listening to us on WSIC. Ronnie, what's going on?
Well, sir, I love listening to you. You're great, and you bring up the best subjects. Mine is also on the vaccines, and I'll tell you what. I used to work in an animal research that did I can't think. You make me nervous.
no need to be nervous here,
allergies,
Ronnie.
For allergies, and that stuff used to have to sit in petri dishes for over 15 months before it was released to the public. These guys are just throwing it out there nilly-willy, and people are dying. There's a site everybody should look at, Dr. McCullough. Been on the Internet 25 years. Has about 20 other homeopathic doctors behind him. Very, very informed, very, very smart fella. Y'all need to read about what he says about the vaccines. They're getting ready to crucify him. So he is shutting down and coming off the Internet after 25 years of helping us all.
Ronnie, I'm telling you here, look, and again, a lot of people have issues with homeopathy, and I get that, but the reality is there are a lot of medical doctors out there. There are a lot of very well-respected medical doctors and researchers who have been silenced on social media, and they have been told they're not allowed to express any viewpoint that is contrary to the beliefs and the teachings of the CDC. And that is unacceptable in my book. Ronnie, thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening to the program. No need to be afraid when you call onto this program. Folks, we're not going to holler at folks. We're going to have a good conversation, and we're going to help you through it. We want to hear your thoughts, your opinions on this. But this is a big deal, folks. It impacts everything we do in life. And the government is going to force you to comply. Now, the question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to stand your ground, you people in Germantown, Tennessee? Are you going to allow the fascists who run your city government? And that's what they are. Shoot, I may even go to church with these people. I don't know. But you know what? They're still fascist. You're in a position of authority, and you're going to tell somebody, you know what? We're going to put you on the poverty. We're going to put you in poverty. We're going to put you on the unemployment line unless you do what we say. And as far as I can tell, these are still experimental drugs. But again, if you want to get it, that's between you and your maker. But you better believe there are side effects. And I can tell you that personally, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get into more of that later. 844-747-8868. Yes, it's not all chocolates and roses. I'll tell you that much. 844-747-8868. Our website, toddstearns.com, live show blog, up and running. Got to check that out, too. We'll be right back, folks.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Live from Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Hope you're doing well. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Now, you know, I was debating whether or not to share this with you, but I think I'm going to. So look, what have we been saying on this radio program? The decision to get the vaccine is between you and your doctor. So I had a conversation with my doctor, and my doctor said, Todd, because of your heart condition, you need to get the vaccine. And so I got the vaccine on Monday. I got the Moderna vaccine. And I'm going to tell you, it has been pretty horrible. And I'm just being as blunt and as honest as I can be. I will say this. You have a responsibility, ladies and gentlemen, to talk to your doctor. That's the decision you and your doctor have to make. As a matter of fact, we had a guest host, our good friend Jeff Stein from radio station KXEL, on standby just in case I could not finish out today's show. So I got the vaccine, and it's been hard. It has been tough. And we'll see how things go. But all that to say that you need to understand that it is not all chocolates and roses if you get the vaccine. And I want to be honest with you about that. I do believe in trying to be as transparent as we can on this program. And some people say, Todd, I wouldn't have shared that. Well, you know what? I think it's important. You need to know, because there are people out there saying I'm putting people in danger by telling that Todd Starnes has a responsibility as a radio host to get out there and to be a spokesman for Johnson & Johnson and Moderna and Pfizer. And you know what? Todd Starnes doesn't have that responsibility. And God forbid I was doing that. God forbid I was actually telling people, you've got to stop what you're doing right now and get that vaccine. And then somebody does what I say and they die. Guess what? That is on me. And the way I see it, all of those people on Fox News who have turned tail and run and now they're out there preaching the gospel of the vaccine, they bear responsibility when somebody does keel over from some sort of a horrible side effect. I mean, you can't have it both ways. But again, there are other people saying, do not get the vaccine. I put all of them in the same boat because nobody knows, the only person that you should be talking to is your doctor. And trust me, I gave my doctor the what for. Jeez, hello. It's killing me, folks. Right now, figuratively. 844-747-8868. I need a Baptist martini. That's what I need. I want to go to Roger in Portland, Maine, WLOB. And Roger, I understand that your wife got the vaccine. Is that right? Do we have Roger with us? Yes or no? I need to know, staff. We do not have Roger. All right, so there we go. All right, let's try to get Roger back on. Roger was going to tell us that his wife got the vaccine, and the wife was having some sort of side effect from the vaccine. And you see, people don't, and again, this is something you need to hear from me, is that there are people out there having side effects, and yet the folks over at Fox News, and I lump them in now with the mainstream media, they don't want you to know that people are, in fact, having problems, and they are. And I think that's a big part of what we need to be talking about. People need to be aware of what they're getting into. They need to be able to make those decisions. Do we have Roger back with us? All right. So, Roger, welcome back to the show. I sort of set this story up, but I understand that your wife is having some issues. What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. My wife works in the medical industry and had to take her shots. She got her second one, and within 4 days, she was very, very ill. She was actually ill that day. We took her in to get checked up, and within 4 days of that, they had her in surgery. My wife had thyroid cancer 10 years ago and went through surgery, and it was completely gone up until she had her second vaccination. And they took her into surgery and removed 27 different pieces of thyroid activated lymph nodes. And she's had to go through some radiation now, and she's not well. And when I asked the question with the doctors, you know, about the vaccination and why this came on so suddenly, oh my goodness, they turned white. And I probably shouldn't say that, but they did. Anyway, it's just
what did
really
they tell
scary.
You? What did they tell you?
They said, no, it's not. It's not the vaccination. The vaccination can't do that. They just continually say that her thyroid condition came back. And they don't know why. I don't believe it. I think that stuff, whatever's in there, kicked it into high gear and activated her immune deficiency system or whatever. And I'm still trying to find answers around town. I need to find some different doctors because this I can't even say what I want to say.
Roger,
it's scary, man.
Roger, it is scary. And I'll be honest with you. So late last night, I started having chest pain. And, you know, I've back in 2005, I had to have open heart surgery. I had a mechanical heart valve installed. And as a result, you know, I have some residual issues with my heart. And over the years, you learn, you know, the different pains and quirks and stuff that you go through. And so last night, 3 days after getting the vaccine, I started having chest pain. So called the cardiologist, and, you know, we're going to be sorting through that over the next couple of days. This morning, it was a little worse. And I did some research and looked, sure enough, on the CDC's website. And that is one of the possible side effects of this, is that you're going to be dealing, you know, with chest pain and some pretty significant stuff. So, look, I'm fairly confident that, you know, I'm not going to kick the bucket here. But I got to tell you, Roger, it's a little disconcerting. And I have to imagine it must be horribly disconcerting for you guys. So your wife, I just want to be clear here. Your wife was doing fine, but before the vaccine.
Yes.
After the vaccine, she's in the hospital.
Within days, she was in surgery.
Yeah. I mean, look, I understand that what the doctors told you, but you said their reaction, and you said their reaction, their faces turned white as ghost.
Yeah, they didn't want to hear it. I'm considered quite a troublemaker around this hospital because I ask a lot of questions, and I don't get the answers I'm looking for, and I don't get straight answers, and the place is so woke, it's broke. It's just amazing.
Well, Roger, well, look, I know that a lot of folks will be praying for your wife. They may not know her, but, you know, the good Lord does. And we're gonna hope for a speedy recovery. Again, folks, and Roger, God bless you. Thank you for listening to us. Folks, I'm telling you, you've got to do your homework here. Don't buy into what the media is telling you that it's just all, you know, tulips and roses here, because I can tell you day three into this, it is not. All right, let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Luke on the line. All right, Luke, what's going on?
How you doing, Todd?
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Luke.
Good. I was just listening. I hate that you felt you had to get that jab and your doctor telling you that, but I just wanted to call and, you know, this to me, this stuff's about population control. I mean, I don't know how much more this is going to take before people really wake up. You know, they're protesting in France and stuff like that, but I feel like people here are just laying down, just taking it. And I don't understand how much more it's going to take. I mean, I'm just worried about the country, and I feel that, you know, people look to America kind of as an example, and we're just, I mean, I see people double masking back up. I mean, it's almost laughable. Now they're coming out with a third variant, and I'm like, I don't even know. It blows my mind.
So Luke, you think this is about population control?
I do. I do. Yes, sir. I think Bill Gates is behind a lot of this. I think they're trying to kill people.
Well, I will say this, and again, I don't. No, you know what, Luke? It does not sound crazy, because you are correct, sir, that many of the people that are pushing this do embrace that idea of population control. So it's not stupid for you to think that, or at least wonder that. And again, when you look at what people are doing and how they're forcing and that's what's happening, Luke, where it's almost as if we're in a funnel here, and they are going to force every single one of us to get the vaccine, whether you want it or not. You're going to be forced. But I will say this, Luke, no way in hell will I ever show anybody my vaccine card. They're not going to see that. That's not going to happen.
I believe that. Yes, sir. Yeah, it sounds a lot, you know, it kind of sounds like akin to the mark of the beast. I mean, I don't think it is, but this sure is akin to it, if it's not.
No, and again, look.
I think they're trying to condition our minds.
Luke, you're right. And again, I know exactly what you're saying, because in the New Testament, there the mark of the beast, there was the idea that you could not buy goods, you could not do things unless you had this specific mark. So in that instance, that is a perfect example and a perfect comparison of what they're trying to do with these vaccine passports.
Right. Well, I just hope people wake up. I just want to see people getting out in person. That was my question, just how much more is this going to take? I mean, are they going to have to, like Cuomo said, come to our doors and try to throw us in a van, which that didn't go work out well, I don't think. But, yeah, you know, I don't know how much more this is going to take. I mean, people are just shocking me. It's just crazy.
It is shocking.
Well, I know I won't be taking it.
Well,
my family isn't taking it.
And Luke, that is your right as an American citizen. That is your right, sir. And we will defend that right to the death on this radio program. All right, Luke, God bless you. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to us on WSIC. You know what? Let's hold Richard. We've got to take a break here. We are opening up the phone lines. And I guess if we're talking about a breaking news on it, yeah, I got the vaccine. My doctor said, Todd, you need the vaccine. So I followed the advice that I've been giving on this radio program, and I got the vaccine. And I tell you, folks, I feel like I'm walking through the lake of fire right now with an 80-pound backpack with AOC on top of it. That's what I feel like right now. It's not a good feeling. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's go to the phones. Richard in Cordova, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, the mouth of the South. Hey, Richard, what's going on?
Hi, Todd, and good day. I'm going to open up by saying that, like yourself, I am a cardiac patient. Unlike yourself, I'm a little bit older because I'm almost 77, but I am also quite stubborn, and I'll be damned if I'm going to take this vaccine. There was a period about the first week in February of 2020 that I felt really, really bad for about a week. And at the end of that time, hey, it was gone. And I don't have any doubt that I fought off whatever the holy COVID was trying to do to my body. And I have no doubt that I now have T-cell antibodies for it. I am not willing to compromise my own body's immune system that fought off this illness successfully by putting in something that, A, is not a vaccine, and, B, if you have adverse reactions, you can't sue the manufacturer for those adverse reactions. My body takes care of itself. I help it take care of itself. But I'm not about to trust Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer or Moderna. The flip side of that coin is that I will happily take azithromycin or ivermectin. And, you know, going back to the fact that I, like you, am also a cardiac patient, I'm pretty sure I disappointed my doc because I have refused to take the stress test, and I agree I need it, but I have refused to take it because in order to be on the treadmill and take that test, I have to mask. I'm not going to put my body under load when I can't breathe properly. And when the facility decides I can take the stress test without a mask, fine, I'll take it. I won't like it, but I'll take it. And that's pretty much my take on this whole thing. I will not take any of these vaccines.
Well, I mean, look, Richard, good for you because you're engaging in your freedom under the United States Constitution. And that's the whole point here. That is your decision to make. And look, my cardiologist, you know, said, hey, look, you're out on the book tour. You're meeting hundreds or thousands of people you don't know. You need to make sure that you get this vaccine. You need this. And that was the advice of my doctor. Now, she's the medical professional, and I'm going to take that advice. And as you and I were chatting, I got another message from the doctor and said, yeah, this is this sounds like this is related to the virus, you know, to the vaccine, these issues I'm dealing with now. And we'll see how this goes. But Richard, I will say this. After all these people, you know, there are people out there saying, you've got to get the vaccine or you're un-American or you are not a Christian. Well, you know what, Richard? I've got the vaccine now, and I will tell you this. Every time I have an ailment, an ache, or an issue because of the vaccine, you better believe I'm going to be telling people about it because I believe I've got a responsibility to do that now because it's not all it's not pleasant. I'm going to tell you that much. It is not pleasant.
No, and I wish you the very best. Trust me, the country needs your voice. You can't have anything happen to you. So I hope you're with us for many, many years and that you don't suffer any further adverse effects of this. And I'm going to let somebody else get on because they've got things to say, too.
Well, you're a good man, Richard, and thank you for listening to us. Thank you for supporting KWAM, the voice of conservative reason in the Mid-South. Let's go to, you know what? Let's hold on, Virginia. Virginia, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour. So Virginia in Gainesville, hang tight. We're going to get to your call. And I'm very anxious to talk to Virginia. She is a retired nurse and she has some observations after getting the second vaccine. So I am curious to hear from you folks. If you've had the vaccine, have you had any side effects? How are you doing? 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. We'll be right back, folks.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hang tight if you're on the line, 844-747-8868. We're going to get to your calls in a minute. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis from New York. Nicole, you have been fighting this fight. You have been raising the issues of the crimes that have been happening at the state capitol. And I want to get your reaction to the governor's response. He's not going anywhere. In spite of all of the evidence, he's not going anywhere.
Well, thanks again for having me on, Todd. As you know, when I was last speaking with you, I said that the governor would be going either by resignation, criminal conviction, impeachment, or at the ballot box next year. And I think it's more and more likely that it will be resignation, despite what he says now, or impeachment, because my colleagues in the state legislature tell me that they have the votes to impeach him. And remember, the legislature is controlled in both houses by Democrats. And so he has lost the confidence of three quarters of the state legislature. And that, in addition to every single federal representative from New York State, Democrat or Republican, that's in Washington, as well as President Biden. So there's not many people siding with him right now. And I think it's only a matter of time at this point. Those allegations were daunting and really, really horrific to see 11 accounts being supported by testimony, 74,000 different communications from emails to text messages. And this was an extensive report. It took 5 months to put together. It was done independently. And so I believe that the governor's time is limited. And remember, I've called for him to resign previously, but my main concern was always the nursing home deaths, the 15,000 deaths that resulted in the governor's bad policies, his mismanagement of the COVID pandemic. But this certainly exacerbates that and is all the more reason why the governor needs to go now. And those who want to join us to get rid of Governor Cuomo, please go to enoughcuomo.com and add your name.
Your colleague, Elise Stefanik, says that Cuomo needs to be arrested. Do you agree?
Well, we're going to leave that up to the district attorney. It seems that he did violate state and federal law. The Albany district attorney is certainly requesting that evidence, and I guess he will make a determination on what criminal activity has been conducted here. But it seems that he broke his own laws. I was there in the state legislature at the time when he strengthened the sexual harassment laws. And so I think it's, not only is the governor somebody who thinks he's above the law, but he also is having a very different double standard here. He was very quick to say, since 2013, that three assembly members who were Democrats should resign immediately and without even an investigation or due process when they were accused of sexual harassment. And now the governor, with 11 individuals who are accusing him and these stories being corroborated, that it's just time for him to go. And whether, again, there may be some criminal activity that was conducted here as well that will let the DA do his job. But at the minimum, the governor should be removed from office immediately.
And late word coming in now, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is launching a probe as well. You know, I thought it was interesting. You had Letitia James out there, and you're right. I mean, some of these stories coming out of the investigation were just jaw-dropping. And yet here's the same attorney general who campaigned with this whole idea of we're going to arrest Trump, we're going to get Trump. Were you surprised that she did not take that next step of saying, you know, this guy needs to be prosecuted?
Yeah, I am surprised, actually. But look, I think she did say that he violated state and federal law. Why she did not refer it for criminal prosecution, I do not know. But we'll see how this moves along. The governor is certainly being stubborn here. But I think, look, everywhere you turn in New York, people are talking about this story. It's been such a distraction. You know, it was first the mishandling of the nursing homes. Then it was the cover-up that his own chief of staff admitted to. Then it was using staff paid by taxpayer money to do a book deal where they got $5 million in revenue. And now this. And so it's just been one thing after another between him and Mayor de Blasio. The people of New York City have suffered enough. And what I'll say is this. The glimmer of hope here for the people of New York is that both Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio very well may both be gone by the end of the year, because Mayor de Blasio is term limited and he will conclude on December 31st. And I do believe that Governor Cuomo will be gone as well.
Nicole, I'm curious, on the de Blasio issue, this edict that came out with the vaccine passports, if you don't show your papers, you're not going to get into a diner, you're not going to be able to go to juniors, you can't go to the sporting events. What are your constituents telling you?
Well, we've received a lot of phone calls from constituents who are upset. Look, you have those who are vaccinated that are saying that this is a privacy issue. They don't want to share their health records with, you know, random person working at the restaurant. Number two, the unvaccinated person who feels that, you know, this is unfair to shut them out of everyday society and regular life activities. And then you have the business owners that are already short-staffed because of the labor shortage created by President Biden and the Democrats, who've decided it was a good idea to pay people more to stay home than to encourage them to return to work. And so they're struggling and don't want to be policing this issue. And so I think it is a big government overreach. My colleagues and I are talking now about how we can perhaps use a legal avenue here and sue the city over it. But I think it's inappropriate, and the governor, the mayor should be looking to rescind this policy, or just not implement it on August 16th. This is what I would say to the people around this country. You know, in New York State, there's no ID to vote, but now you need a passport, a vaccine passport, to go have lunch. So it's completely ridiculous, and many people in my community are upset about it.
Good. Well, and they should be. And at some point, I think all of this is leading to a moment where they try to shut us down again. And I just don't think the American people, I don't think the good people in New York, and there are a lot of great conservatives in that part of the country, I don't think they're going to comply.
No, look, time will tell, but I already know some restaurant owners are saying they're not going to put up with this. They're not going to be doing this to their patrons. And so we'll have to see where this goes. But again, we're going to be pursuing a legal route here. And we'll be announcing that later this week. But we're doing the research now to make that happen. But I think that the mayor has overstepped his bounds. And now it's a slippery slope, right? Because cities and states from around the country will probably be looking to follow this.
Unbelievable. All right, Nicole, I know it's been a busy day for you. We really appreciate you jumping on the program and bringing us up to date. And by the way, thank you for holding Cuomo accountable. I know a lot of people around this country appreciate that.
Thank you. And please, everyone, go to enoughcuomo.com and add your name and your voice. Appreciate your support.
All right. Enoughcuomo.com, ladies and gentlemen. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis from good old Staten Island. Good, good person there. All right. We're going to take, I promise you, we're going to get to the phone lines, and we're going to do that right now. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Virginia, listening to us on WDUN. Now, Virginia, I understand from Alan, our call screener, that you are a retired registered nurse, and you've had the second dose of the vaccine. Is that right?
That's correct. It was the Moderna.
Moderna. All right. That's what I had.
Yeah. Moderna. And the first shot was just fine. I had no problem whatsoever. But the second shot has left me with a bad shoulder and arm, and I can't raise it at all. And my general practitioner, well, I had fallen, and he says, well, I'll send you to therapy. Well, I went to therapy, and it got worse. And it won't go away, and it still hurts, and I still can't lift my arm, and it's in the area where I got the shot. And my son up in Kingsport had a friend up there. And he has a friend up there. And he was complaining to my son about how he got his shot and his arm was hurting and he couldn't lift the arm. And so my son called him a wuss. And I said, you better go and apologize to him. And he says, yes, I guess I better, because it's the same symptoms. And then there was one other person that had exactly the same symptoms too.
So, Virginia, I just want to make sure I'm understanding this. So you're a retired nurse, so you know all about these things. Now, before the vaccine, before the vaccine, you were able to raise your arm. You had full mobility.
Yeah, even, you know, when I had fallen, I could raise my arm and everything else. But then when I went back to get the second shot, after the second shot, that's when I started to get in pain in from my elbow on up to my shoulder, and it kind of went up around my neck too, but it's mainly my shoulder.
Now, have you asked the doctor about this? Did you ask, is it possible, doctor, that this is because of the vaccine?
He just didn't know. I quit going to therapy, and I told him I was, because it wasn't doing any good. It was just irritating it more.
All right. Well, Virginia, let's hope and pray that you do get your mobility back. I think it's important for people to understand, again, if the government is going to force you, if your employer is going to force you to get this vaccine, then by golly, folks, you need to understand that there are side effects. And it's not just random stuff. Our phones are filled with people calling in to report they, too, have suffered some sort of a lasting side effect because of the virus. And the government will not allow you to seek any recourse. You can't sue. You're not allowed to sue the pharmaceutical companies. You can't sue the employer that told you you got to go get the vaccine. Poor Virginia here from Gainesville, Georgia, a retired registered nurse, said before the vaccine she had full mobility. She could raise her arms if she was in church and really felt moved of the Lord. She could raise her hand during the worship service, but now she can't even do that. They don't want you to know this kind of stuff, folks, but by golly, we are going to talk about this. We are going to talk about this on this radio program. Virginia, hang in there. All right, real quick, let's go to Reggie in North Carolina. All right, Reggie, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how you doing? I can't believe I got through.
Well, good to have you on the program.
Yeah, you guys started here last month, so I've been paying attention to listening to you guys. Hey, I'll try to make this quick. First one is a two-part. My wife's a teacher and works with special needs kids, so she went and got vaxxed almost immediately. And now she still wears a mask with the students because she doesn't want that to come back on her just in case. So the vax kind of twofold on that part. Got her fingers crossed. Everything's good. Now the second part, your previous caller had brought it up, is I'm kind of with you. I don't want to show anybody my vax card. It's none of their business. Same thing. If I'm going for a meal, why do I need it to vote? Correct?
All right, what's your point? Yeah, let's get to the point here, Reggie, because we're running up on a break. Real quick.
That was it. I don't want to throw away my card.
Okay. So, look, here's the thing. Look, yeah, I'm telling you. All right, Reggie, thanks for the call. Folks, it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not. You don't show your private health information to the government, period. You just don't do it. And I can promise you it's not going to happen. If that means I have to drive to every book signing in America, then by golly, that's what we're going to do. But we're not going to be showing the government, we're not going to be showing a TSA agent our private health information. It's a very clear thing that you're going to have to do, ladies and gentlemen. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. A couple of lines now open. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And good to have you with us today. If you missed the opening of this hour, I shared the news that I have now gotten the vaccine. I got the Moderna, and I'm having some pretty significant side effects. And it is it's very unpleasant. And we're talking about this today only because a lot of people are concerned. They're being forced to get the vaccine, and they're being told that there are no side effects, that you're going to be just fine, that if you do suffer a side effect, very few people actually suffer side effects. So I want to go first to John here in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM, our flagship station. And John, first, we appreciate you listening to KWAM. What's going on here? I understand you have a friend who was hospitalized.
Yes, sir. This is John. I have actually a guy that lives in the same house I live in. Good friend of mine, he got the vaccine 2 weeks ago, or 2.5 weeks ago, and 2 days after the vaccine, he was having chest pains. He went to the hospital, and he's got a blood clot in his lung. And I think he won in his leg. He's never had those problems before. I've heard of other people having problems too, but I'm not going to speak on that. But I just wanted to tell you what happened to a friend of mine.
Well, John, John, I appreciate that. And we had heard some reports of people suffering from blood clots. I think that was with the J&J vaccine. God bless your friend, and let's hope that that he's able to recover quickly. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Kathy, listening to us, WDUN, also a retired nurse. All right, Kathy, what's going on?
Well, I was just going to make a comment on I did take the shot when it came out. I was glad that we had something to do because I'm in the age group, that were affected. Both my husband took it the first time we took the Moderna. He didn't have any problems. I didn't have any problems. The second one, he didn't have any problems, but I ended up having an irregular heartbeat that showed up the next day. And I kept having episodes, so I called my doctor, and we went into the hospital, and I was running some irregular heartbeats, which was a irregular EKG. And, the only thing that we could figure out was it could have been caused by the vaccine. I didn't have any other reasons for that. But anyway, it took care of itself, and I feel fine. I do think this is something that we have to decide on ourselves. I'm thankful that at least we have something that we can take. Maybe it will, help people from getting this terrible virus. But as far as making people get it, that isn't what medicine is all about. We just have to put it out there. There's going to be some people with any kind of medicine that you take, any kind of vaccine that you take, some people are going to do fine, other people aren't. It's just the way our bodies are different. And like I say, even though I had that little episode and it scared me, I would probably do it again, just knowing that, I don't want to get that virus. That's something terrible. If you've seen people go through that, there's people that have died. It's not a pleasant thing to do. So I just encourage people to just kind of find out as much as they can, follow their doctor's advice, and, ask the good Lord and see if it's good for you.
But Kathy, it's a great comment you have, and hang in there. And I'm sorry to hear about your heart issue after getting the second shot of the virus. But you're right. This is consult with your doctor, and you should not be forced. You should not be forced to take a vaccine. This is America. It's not Soviet Russia. Hang tight. We're getting to the phones. Got to take a break, though. We'll be right back.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from Freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
All right. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today, and thanks for hanging out with us. Look, it's been a weird sort of a day, and I was gonna save the story for maybe a little bit, maybe another day, but I've been dealing with some significant side effects from this China virus vaccine, and. One of the reasons I decided to share this public side of the story is that there are people out there in the mainstream media telling you, hey, look, you need to get this vaccine. It's not a big deal. Just a little poke. That's all. Yeah, you may feel bad for a few days, but man, you're going to feel great afterwards. You know what? That's not true. And I feel obligated to tell you, as somebody who has gotten the vaccine, that there are significant side effects, and I'm dealing with several of them. First of all, we had a lady calling from Gainesville, Georgia, with the arm situation, and that's supposed to ease up the pain. But I'm dealing with some significant heart issues, and we're going to get that worked out. I have every confidence that my cardiologist and the team that handles my heart condition, they're going to get that cleared up lickety-split. But it's a very painful situation. And so much so that we had a fill-in host. Our good friend Jeff Stein was literally on standby, ready to jump in if need be today. So it's been tough. And I feel it's important to let you know that, because there are people out there lying to you. There are people in conservative media lying to you. Got to get the vaccine. Got to get the vaccine. If you don't get the vaccine, you're unpatriotic. You hate Jesus. What would Jesus do? Well, Jesus would not get the vaccine. Seriously, there was a report out there that Jesus would get the vaccine. No, Jesus would just heal himself. You know, that's what he did. He would just, you know, poof, you're healed. He would not get jabbed with a needle. That's not the Lord I serve. And so after I shared this at the beginning of the last hour, the phones just exploded, and people have been calling and saying, you know what? Yeah, I'm dealing with something too, and you need to hear that. Those of you who are about to be forced by your employer, and I'm talking to you folks in Germantown, Tennessee. I didn't realize it was really a fascist town. If I'd have known that, I would not have moved to Germantown. But clearly, Germantown, Tennessee, a suburb of Memphis, is run by fascists. They're forcing the city workers to get the vaccine, and if they do not, they will lose their jobs. This is a big deal. Because you expect this kind of Nazi-like behavior in New York City. You do not expect it in the Deep South. And I'm just telling you, be prepared. And the first warning sign here is, wait a second. So if something goes wrong with the vaccine, you can't sue the vaccine maker? If my employer is forcing me to get the vaccine or I'm going to be fired, you're telling me I can't sue my employer? No, you cannot, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot. So I want to go to the phones here, and we're going to talk about it. A lot of folks want to weigh in. Full lines right now, so hang tight. If you're trying to call in, getting the busy signal, keep calling. Let's go to Brenda listening to us in Windham, Maine. Brenda, welcome to the program. What's on your mind today?
Well, thank you. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity. I just want to make sure everyone is informed, because a friend of mine in business, we've known each other for the past 12 years. He lives in Massachusetts, and he posted on his personal Facebook page yesterday that he got the Pfizer vaccine on August 2nd. It was his first COVID shot. And he was in CVS they administered the shot. The person that administered the shot left, and his wife and son were standing there talking to someone, and they turned around, and his eyes were rolling in the back of his head. He was falling out of his chair, and she went over to rescue him, and he had blacked out, and he started to come to again, and his eyes rolled in the back of his head again, and he went into convulsions, and the person who administered the shot had left, wasn't there. There was no one there to help except someone stocking shelves called 911. The ambulance came. They took him away. And he said he'd never experienced anything like it in his life. His son and his wife thought he was going to die. He finally recouped, and they need to keep a watch on him to be sure he doesn't go back in and have convulsions. And when he tried to figure out, you know, did I have a reaction? They wouldn't confirm that he had a reaction. They tried to blame it on, oh, you were afraid. You got yourself all scared because of the shot. And he's given blood. He's had plenty of shots. He's in his late 30s, early 40s. And he said, that is definitely not the case. I had a reaction to the shot, and I went into convulsions and thought I was going to die.
Are you kidding me? So they actually tried. Isn't this interesting, Brenda? Because every single time they will tell you somebody gets the vaccine, they're a perfectly healthy person, they drop dead after getting the shot, and they're out there, oh, wasn't the vaccine. You know, the person you're talking about here, they're going into convulsions on the floor after getting the vaccine. Nah, he was just scared. He was a little nervous, that's all.
Exactly. And I also have a friend who lives here in Windham, and her mom had heart problems after she had her vaccinations, and she died. And she'd never, ever had heart problems ever or any health issues in her life.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear that, Brenda. But again, the mainstream media, even the conservative media, Fox and Friends, Fox News Channel, they ought to be telling these stories every single day, letting people know that there is more to this story. But they don't want to do it because they're following the Biden agenda here, and they don't want people to know that, yes, it is more than likely you will suffer some sort of a side effect. Brenda, God bless you, and I hope your friend gets to feeling better. Let's go to Chris in Statesville, North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. All right, Chris, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, certainly do appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to call in because when I heard you tell us that you had got the virus, I mean, the shot, I'll have to say I was a little surprised that you told us that, only because by you saying it, you're endorsing it. I know you don't feel that way, but you are. And I would like to ask the question.
Wait a second. Wait, what do you mean I'm endorsing? What do you mean I'm endorsing it, Chris? I'm just telling you what
you're endorsing. My next question was, did you want to get the vaccination?
It doesn't matter if I wanted it or not. I don't want to go to the doctor and get an EKG, but I got to do it so they can figure out if there's something wrong with my heart. You got to do those kinds of things.
Here's the deal, Todd. You find me one doctor that's affiliated with any hospital in the United States of America, the legitimate hospital, that will tell you not to get it.
Happy to do it. Dr. Jimmy Hopper's in Jackson, Tennessee. We've had him on the program a time or two.
That's fine.
Got another question, Chris?
Sir.
Do you want another doctor? Want another doctor's name, Chris? Happy to do it.
You got to understand.
No, I do understand.
There's no doctors around North Carolina that we go to that will tell you, because they've been told. These same doctors are the one telling us that if you put a mask on, it can prevent you from getting a virus, when they know very well the virus is microscopic.
Well, those doctors are morons.
Mask can stop it. But that's what they're telling us. So you want us to go to the people that are telling us to put the mask on and you'll be safe. Oh, yeah, and get the vaccination.
Chris, you can go to the plumber for all I care. It's about your freedom. I've got the right to choose, and you do too, sir.
Yeah, yes. But when you say go to the doctor and whatever your doctor tells you, and, you know, that's fine.
All right, let me ask you a question. All right, no, let me ask you a question, Chris. All right, when you When your commode is stopped up, who do you call?
I call a plumber.
Why would you do that, Chris? How dare you, sir? Why would you call a plumber? The plumber's just going to tell you that your commode is stopped up. Why would you do that, Chris? Why not call a firefighter or a nurse?
I call it, listen, I'm not saying not to go to your doctor.
Yes, you are. That's the whole point of what you're doing. No. You just told me not to go see my doctor. So who do you recommend I go see?
I said your doctor has a boss. And their companies are pushing the vaccine and the mask. And so I'm not talking about yours because I don't know yours, but most doctors, even here where I'm from in North Carolina, we used to, every year we would be able to call this time of year when you get stopped up and get a Z-Pack. Well, guess what? You can't get a Z-Pack anymore. They will not prescribe it to you. If we come down with Corona here in North Carolina and we go to our local doctor and say we would like hydrochloroquine, we cannot prescribe that to you. Why not? Well, we just can't. So what I'm saying is, sir, you may have a doctor that you can trust and will tell Todd Starnes off the record, but we all don't have that. And all the doctors are going to tell people, get the vaccination. I'm talking, I know you can find some around this country, but you go to any local hospital, come to North Carolina and find one of these, they'll go on TV and tell you not to get the vaccination. And that was the only, what I was trying to say is that, man, we have no, here in North Carolina, state workers, they're getting ready to make them by September. If they're not vaccinated, they got to take a test every week.
And that is unacceptable. And look, Chris, it's unacceptable. All right, let me finish here because we got to wrap up for a break here. Look, the fact is, I do trust my doctor. When I moved back from New York City, that was the first thing, was try to find a doctor. And I went through a good many of them until I found one that I can trust. Now, look, my doctor could be filling me a load of bull. I don't think so. Could be, though, but I don't think so, because my doctor is doing a pretty darn good job of making sure I'm alive and kicking. And I know that because I have to pay a big bill every time I go to see the doctor, and I'm sure they like that. So it is incumbent upon them to make sure they keep me healthy so I can keep paying my doctor's bill. So, Chris, I feel bad for you. I really do. But I'm not endorsing anything. What I am telling you is I did get the vaccine because my doctor suggested I do it. This is the advice I've been giving on this program. Now, there are a lot of talk radio hosts out there that will feed you a line of crap, ladies and gentlemen. They'll tell you one thing, and when they get off the air, they go and do the other. But we're not doing that here. You may not like the fact that I went and got the vaccine, but that's what my doctor recommended, and that's what I did. Otherwise, I couldn't come on this radio program and with a good conscience tell you to do the same. All right, look, we got to take a break. We got a couple of lines open now, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
So Bill de Blasio was on CBS, the morning show, And he said something very, very alarming. Nobody on the panel picked up on this, but we did, ladies and gentlemen, because we have some of the most finely tuned ears here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show staff. And our team here picked up on this. I want you to listen very closely what Mayor Bill de Blasio, who is implementing vaccine passports, just said.
So you're going to mandate vaccines for folks going indoors. How does this affect kids, by the way, who aren't eligible for vaccination?
Look, we welcome kids, of course, to restaurants and movie theaters, et cetera. Wear a mask. That's a smart thing to do. And hopefully soon our 5 to 11-year-olds will be eligible for vaccination on top of that. But we don't want to separate families. We want families to enjoy stuff together, but in a safe environment for the folks who work.
All right, stop. There, he goes on. There, it's a very, and we'll, if we have time, we'll play the full soundbite. He says we don't want to separate families. What is he talking about there? Now, if Bill de Blasio had been on this radio program, the journalist in me would have stopped, would have interrupted the mayor. And I would have said, wait a second. What are you talking about separating families? You don't want to separate families. What are you talking about here? Because there has been some suggestion in some of the academic journals that what the government needs to start doing is pulling children out of the homes of unvaccinated Americans. So my question would be, based on what Bill de Blasio said on CBS this morning, what exactly are they planning to do here? I mean, are they, is there a plan in place to separate children, to separate families, the vaccinated from the unvaccinated? What's that all about? All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Portland, Maine. Sal, listening to us on WLOB. Sal, what's going on?
How you doing, Scott? I just want to tell you, I listen to you every day. God bless you, and thank God that you do what you do.
Thank you, sir.
I have six children, four boys, and three of my four boys, when they were eligible for the vaccine at their age, one's 45, one's 39, one's 38, they took it. One took the Moderna, one took the Pfizer, and one took the Johnson. In the past 2 weeks, all three of my sons have come down with an internal rectal colon problem. One's going in for an emergency colonoscopy tomorrow. One's going in for surgery tomorrow. And my oldest son is still waiting to hear from his doctor on his emergency colonoscopy.
So, Sal, three of your four sons have developed a colon problem after getting the vaccine.
Yes, and I told every one of them, have you mentioned this to your doctor? Is this due to the vaccine? And, of course, they all said no. But, I mean, you know, once it's bad enough, two's a coincidence. But, you know, three of my four sons, I mean, it's kind of weird. And I'm not buying it, okay?
Yeah, I wouldn't be buying that either. That is very alarming. Three out of your four sons have developed some sort of a problem after taking this vaccine.
And I won't take it. Okay, and my family is all over me, my six kids, my 13 grandchildren. You got to take it, you got to take it, you got to take it. Well, let me tell you something. When this just happened this past 2 weeks, come hell or high water, I'll never take the vaccine after listening to other callers today, what they're telling you has happened. And I don't know what the outcome is going to be with my three sons because they don't know what they're going to find.
Sal, I can promise you this. We have a lot of listeners all over America, and anybody who's calling in today, I guarantee you got put on somebody's prayer list. So I have no doubt there are going to be people in this listening audience who will be praying for you and your family, your sons, and let's hope they're going to recover from this pretty quickly. Sal, God bless you, and thank you for calling into the program today. And I'm not surprised to hear what Sal had to say. The reality is very different than what we are hearing on television. Folks, we're going to have to take a break here. Hang tight. We've got a line open at 844-747-8868. Again, that's 844-747-8868. While you are taking the break here, it would be a great time for you to download our free app. And you can do that at KWAM Radio, KWAMRadio.com, KWAMRadio.com. Download the app so you'll be able to listen to not only my show, but conservative talk radio all over America. It is free of charge, and it's a great little device to have. Again, KWAMRadio.com, and download that app. We'll be right back, folks.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Todd Starnes here. Good to have you with us today. Full line, so hang tight, folks. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. There's another big story we've been following, and that is the $1 trillion infrastructure bill that nobody's had a chance to read. All right, let's just get real here. Nobody's had a chance to read this entire piece of malarkey, or as our next guest, Congressman Jim Banks calls it, a Trojan horse. He is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, good to have you back with us.
Hey, Todd, good to be with you.
All right. So where are we at on this thing? I know the there are a lot of Senate Republicans who are supporting this. Is the support still there? Are people finally coming to their senses?
I sure hope so, Todd. I've heard some stories about one or two Republican senators who have indicated that they backed off of their support. I hope that across the board, all of them come to their senses. They're playing right into Nancy Pelosi's hands on this one. Pelosi said that she won't allow the infrastructure bill to pass through her house if it does, if it isn't paired with the $3.5 trillion socialism package along with it. So Republican senators that go along with this and allow this to pass out of the Senate are just, as you said, it's a Trojan horse to allow them Pelosi to pass the $3.5 trillion more on top of it.
Again, you know, my concern here is Republicans. Now, there are lots of debates. Should we be, you know, involved in the culture debate and all that kind of stuff? But by and large, Republicans are supposed to be fiscal conservatives, and I don't see much. I don't see much conservatism being played out here in this nonsense.
Todd, this infrastructure bill is 2,700 pages long. It's twice as long as the Bible. And I can guarantee you in the last two or three days, there's not a single senator, Republican or Democrat, who has read the Bible cover to cover. I sure as heck guarantee you that they didn't read this 2,700-page monstrosity as well. And the more you dig into it, every time I look at my phone or look at Twitter, I see something new that someone has pulled out of this bill that, to your point, is anything but conservative. There's more emphasis in this infrastructure package on, as Pete Buttigieg puts it, fixing racism in our highways and boosting subsidies to Amtrak than there is on building highways and bridges and working on updating airports and levees. Anything that you or I would ever define as infrastructure, that's only about 9% of the $1.2 trillion that makes up this bill. The rest of it is a Democrat left-wing wish list Green New Deal light type of bill that I don't know how any Republican could support it.
You know, Congressman, when you look at what's happened to our country, we knew things were going to be pretty crazy when Biden took office. Did you think we would be at a point where major American cities are now implementing vaccine passports? You've got towns like Germantown, Tennessee, and a suburb of Memphis, a conservative town, by the way, where they're forcing employees to either get the vaccine or be fired. Did you think that we would be in this kind of a position as a country?
I never could have imagined it. And it feels like like they flipped the switch on January 20th. The moment that Donald Trump walked out of the White House, they flipped a switch and it became crazy town at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, pushed all the way through our government in big cities. I'm back home in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Todd, where we love our freedoms. We resist all of the mandates and crazy restrictions that the left wing is pushing these days. Well, here's what I hear people all the time. We by and large, we supported President Trump, and I'll always defend my argument that he was the most effective president of my lifetime. But even those who voted against President Trump come up to me and tell me all the time that we didn't support him. We voted against him, but we sure didn't support what is going on in America today. I mean, I hear that repeatedly where I come from and around the country, that even those who didn't vote for him, they never could have imagined that America would come to this and the left would push this crazy agenda on our country.
Congressman Jim Bakes on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, a congressman, the Biden administration coming out yesterday and really throwing the hammer at landowners, landlords in this country by imposing that eviction moratorium. Look, I mean, we are all, as Christian people, we are sympathetic. And yes, we want to extend charity, but that should be done voluntarily, not at the expense of the landowners and the homeowners in America.
It's unconstitutional. Joe Biden said it's unconstitutional. He said, we know it's unconstitutional, but we're going to do it anyway, which is a clear violation of his oath of office to uphold the Constitution. So Joe Biden knows it. Nancy Pelosi knows it. They know that this is an overreach by the executive branch, that this should be passed through Congress. The Democrats' House members fell flat on their face last Friday. Which, by the way, Todd, was kind of fun to watch, but they fell flat on their face on trying to pass an extension of the eviction moratorium. But they know that it has to go through the legislative branch. Instead, the CDC has overreached in a way that I tweeted a little bit ago, that when we get the majority back next year, we should make it one of the very first things that we do to rein in the power and the authority that the CDC has, that somehow they've been given all this power to make decisions as an unelected branch of the an entity within the federal government. They're exercising power that they do not have, and it's incumbent upon us when we get the majority back to do something about it.
Well said. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We appreciate the great work you're doing. And, of course, we love Fort Wayne, Indiana. I haven't been there in a couple of years, Congressman. Do they still give folks the cookies coming out of the airport?
You better believe it. I fly in and out of the airport every chance I get just to get the free cookies.
Oh, they're great cookies, too, by the way.
You're right. Always welcome, Todd. We hope to see you soon back in Fort Wayne.
Would love to, Congressman. It's a great city, and you're a great man. Thank you again, and thanks for fighting the good fight for us conservatives.
Have a good day.
All right. Alan Pillow. By the way, Grace Baker is still on vacation. And Alan Pillow, I was in the I was flying to Chattanooga, or not Chattanooga, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Oh, gosh. The first time was about 10 years ago. Ann Coulter and I were giving a speech together. And I'm at the airport in Fort Wayne, great airport. And I'm walking out, and this sweet grandmother comes up to me, and she says, "Welcome to Fort Wayne, Indiana. Here's some cookies."
Really? Oh, my ears perked up when I heard free cookies. That's like, that's how you get to my heart.
So I'm not a big chocolate guy. I like chocolate. I like, you know, more like a chocolate pie. But I'm not like a big, like, chocolate chip cookie guy.
Oh, I'm a chocolate guy.
But these were like vanilla cookies, but they were delicious.
They sound amazing. I want to go for that now. I want to go for that reason.
It's a fun town. Fort Wayne, Indiana, the nickname of the town, the city of churches.
Oh, wow.
And they have a fun downtown minor league ballpark. Great people there, and of course our great affiliate WOWO, is a great radio station.
Gotcha. I mean, when you land somewhere on a plane, you expect the first thing you experience to be kind of an indicator of the quality of the rest of the place you just landed in.
See,
so there you go.
To your point, here in Memphis, when you land at Memphis International, which, by the way, they're redoing our airport, and it's going to be state-of-the-art.
Right, right.
But to your point, instead of a cookie, we should probably give people a Kevlar vest because you're right there on Interstate 240, and there's a good chance you're going to get shot at.
Oh, my. Maybe we don't need to be that forward.
I mean, I know the Chamber of Commerce doesn't want me saying that, but it's true. You know, we just want people to be prepared.
Oh, my goodness.
It's true.
I prefer the cookie. I'll take a cookie, please.
I'll take the cookie, too. All right. Let's go to the phones here. We gotta work through some of our calls. I'm intrigued. I want to talk to let's talk to Scott, Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to us on the KWAM app. All right, Scott, what's going on?
Well, thanks for having me on the show there, Todd. Hey, this is what I want to bring up. I'm not going to take the shot, but I recommend everybody that if you follow the signs, the right signs, flip-flop, belchy, but the right signs, and check with your doctors like you did. You're telling the right thing. But here's the deal. The news media, there is no more flu for one. And the news media and the left are just going to keep scaring us with all this stupid Chinese COVID stuff. It's crazy.
It is crazy, Scott. And Scott, I hate to do this, but we've got a bad connection, so we're gonna let you go. But it is crazy. And look, this is your decision to make. It's not mine to make for you. You have a mind, you have a brain, and you know how to take care of yourself. We don't need the government telling us what we can and cannot do. That's not their responsibility, period. All right, let's go to Wesley in Lula, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. All right, Wesley, what's going on?
Well, I hear about all these shots and whatnot, and how they're starting to make them mandatory, and it just kind of makes me think back to the Jews in the Holocaust, where they were made to wear a star on their chest to identify themselves. And
okay, well, let me stop you, Wesley. I think I appreciate where you're going with this, but hang tight because these are two different issues. Before the Holocaust, and there has been nothing like the Holocaust here. All right. What we're dealing with is what, hold on, Wesley. In the 1930s, we're talking before the Holocaust, people were singled out and people were required to wear the yellow Star of David on their clothing. People of all persuasions were ordered to carry their papers. And that is, now, if you're going to make that comparison, you can say that this is like the fascism that led to the rise of Nazi Germany, because that's exactly what it is. But, you know, to say it's the Holocaust, no, it's not the Holocaust. But it is.
I understand
where you're coming from, Wesley.
I'm seeing the signs. They're similar.
Oh, yes, that is true.
They're starting to take the steps to head that direction. You were mentioning talking about separate or not wanting to separate kids from their families. Well, that's exactly what they did then, too. So,
and Wesley, that's a good point. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Wesley. I want to play that audio again. This is what Wesley was talking about. This is Mayor Bill de Blasio this morning on CBS.
So you're going to mandate vaccines for folks going indoors. How does this affect kids, by the way, who aren't eligible for vaccination?
Look, we welcome kids, of course, to restaurants and movie theaters, et cetera. Wear a mask. That's a smart thing to do. And hopefully soon our 5 to 11-year-olds will be eligible for vaccination on top of that. But we don't want to separate families. We want families to...
There we go. Wesley, to your point, that tells me somebody has had a conversation about separating families.
Yeah. I mean, we just... At some point, we got to put our foot down.
Yes, sir.
And we can't just let them keep taking these steps to go further and further, because if they keep pushing and we keep giving, at some point, history could repeat itself. I have been trying to erase every bit of history out there. So,
Wesley, you're a smart man.
We are doomed to repeat it.
You're a smart man, and you're absolutely right. if we forget our history, we are going to repeat it, and that's what has me a little concerned here. But folks, look, Wesley, God bless you. Thanks for the call. But folks, this is what this program is about. You know, when we've got to talk about the big issues, we're going to do it. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun, and we do have a lot of fun on our radio programs. But today we got some serious stuff to talk about. And what the government, what the mainstream media, what Fox News Channel, now part of the mainstream media, is trying to feed us, I'm not buying. It's not adding up. All right, we've got a couple of lines open here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us New York Assemblyman Colin Schmidt. Colin, good to have you with us today. And real quick here, what a mess. What's going to happen with Andrew Cuomo?
Governor Cuomo has really disgraced his office. He should resign. He doesn't have the decency to, though. So I'm calling for the State Assembly Speaker to call an immediate emergency session. He needs to be removed from office. We need to proceed with a bipartisan impeachment. And he also needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for violating state and federal law through the Attorney General's review of his sexual harassment and assault claims that have been found credible against him, as well as his numerous other misdeeds with nursing home deaths, using state government to profit when he's selling of his book during the COVID crisis. He's unfit to continue, and he should be prosecuted.
I'm wondering, does the Attorney General have the ability to do that? Because I think a lot of people were expecting her to announce some sort of a charge yesterday.
You know, I think that a lot of us were looking to see her take a little bit more action in that regard. But I can tell you that the Albany, Westchester, Manhattan, and Nassau County District Attorneys have all either started criminal investigations or have requested documents to start criminal investigations on this behavior. We now have multiple district attorney's offices who have criminal purview. We also have an ongoing U.S. Attorney review out of New York City. So I believe we need to proceed in the legislature with immediate impeachment, but I don't think we've heard the last of the criminal aspect to both the sexual assault and harassment allegations that have been found credible and some of his other, you know, really just vile actions he's taken in the last few years.
And, of course, the other big shoe to drop in all of this was his brother, Chris Cuomo, over at CNN, basically helping cover up all of this. And CNN seems to be fine with that.
It's really disgusting if any person behaved this way, but let alone a person of power, the governor of the state of New York. And many people were looking to see, you know, CNN and to see, you know, Chris take a stand, at least mention that in, you know, one of the largest states in the country and probably one of the most powerful governor's offices, one of the most powerful executive offices in the country, let alone the world, has been rocked by a serious scandal here. It needs to be mentioned. And I think it just shows the way the Cuomo team operates. And that's why a lot of people, we're getting so many calls from constituents in my office who want to make sure that Cuomo is held accountable, because nobody is above the law. And that includes the governor, and that includes the Cuomo family. And that's why I am pressing so hard to say, I don't care if you're the governor. I don't care if you're a governor with the name Cuomo. If you behave like this, if you've committed state and federal law, you must be held accountable. You're unfit to hold office. But beyond that, you should not be in a position to prevent yourself from being held criminally liable.
Well said. We've got 10 seconds here, Colin. Do you, are you hearing from fellow or from Democrats? You think Democrat lawmakers are going to join you guys on this?
Absolutely. All of the Assembly Republicans are in support of it. I've heard from several Democrats who are. We are now demanding the Speaker call the roll. Bring it to the floor. Bring the impeachment articles to the floor.
All right, Colin, God bless you guys. Good luck. We're gonna touch base with you a little bit later on through the process. We've got to leave it there. Folks, it has been a busy day. ToddStarnes.com. Check that out. We'll see you tomorrow.